Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another episode of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, September 11th of 2019. I want to say a thank you and a happy Veterans Day to all the veterans who are listening across America on this great show, or any United States veterans that may be listening, that may be overseas, maybe on the battlefield, and to any of you who are overseas fighting for America, we call you back home in the name of Jesus, with your home and alive, with your job accomplished. Praise God. And to all you vets, I love every one of our vets. And anytime, someone tells me that there's a vet nearby and they got their uniform on, I always say thanks to them, which we all should, because they fight for our country. Yeah, my friend was just in the National Guard and he didn't go overseas. Well, he served for our country. I have a family member in my family who served in the National Guard. They never got sent overseas, but at the same time, they had to get out to some, I won't get into any of that, but I will say, the fact that he wanted to serve his country was commendable. And so I was saying, happy Veterans Day to all of the vets from all of the armed forces, whether you're a Marine, whether you're a Navy SEAL, maybe you're in the Army National Guard, the Peace Corps, the Air Force, everyone who has a vet who has a place in just fighting for our community. And now, and I also want to thank all of our great police officers and the job they do keeping us safe as we go about our lives. So I want to say thank you to every one of you who have helped to make this country a better place. I believe America is the greatest country on the face of the earth, in the history of the earth. And I'm proud to be an American. I really am. It's not just something I say and then wish otherwise. No, not me. And my pastor was in the Marines. Once a Marine, always a Marine. But it takes a lot of courage and a lot of strength, a lot of bravery, and a lot of might to serve in the United States military. You get deployed. You know, praying to God that you'll come back alive. But you just laying yourself down for the love of your country. Because you'll go out there and do whatever you have to do for your country. And love of country is very important. And before I move on into the rest of tonight's program, figured I would just, you know, pray for our country, pray over our military, and then sing God Bless America. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening on this November 11th, Veterans Day, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for everyone, every person who served this country as a soldier of this great country, an armed soldier. With the boots on and everything else. Over all the years, through times of peace and times of war, working hard for this country, you know, just fighting valiantly, valiant soul, valiant people. It just, you know, I'm just serving our country, doing whatever it takes. For our great nation, to make sure that we continue to enjoy, to have the rights and freedoms and liberties that we enjoy as Americans, Lord God. And I just pray, may America remember these veterans, not just today, but every day. And thank them and be kind to them and give them things and take care of them. And just, and Lord, I thank you, Lord God, right now for the men in blue. It's a tough day to be a police officer in this country, Lord. People are going after them, protesting against them, shooting them, stabbing them. Well, the police are trying to do their job. Yes, we have. But I just thank you, Lord God, that America will respect our police officers again. America will respect our vets once and for all, as America is the greatest country on earth. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and I her, with the light shining bright from above. From the mountains to to the prairies, to the oceans, white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her with the light shining bright from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. Thank you, Jesus, for this great country. Thank you that you have your hand on this country, Lord Jesus, once and for all. We'll see. I thank you, Lord God, that you are leading this country back to you. And we're going to see a lot of this baloney fixed. A lot of this baloney going on in America, Lord God, it's going to be fixed in your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. As I was saying, you know, welcome to another episode of The Miracle Man. I think this is I think it's like the 340th episode we've done. It's real close. Extremely close. I know that. It's real close to being the 340th. No matter it has passed, but regardless of what number it is, we're so glad that you made the choice to tune in to this great program tonight to learn something from God, most importantly. Now, we are going to do a couple icebreaker things first. Then we might sing a song. We might not. There was a song I was going to do, but now that kind of depends on time. Because since it's Monday night, I am going to have an alarm set for a certain time to go into football. And as far as football goes, there's one thing I'm going to say. The rest of it, you're going to have to wait till later. And what that is there was a lot of surprises. I saw a lot of surprises take place this weekend in the world of football. And I'll highlight some of those for you. And the implications that some of these things could have at the time. First, for the icebreaker, first off, a word from our sponsor. One of our sponsors is McDonald's. And McDonald's has deals on the McDonald's app. If you got the app on your phone, if you get the app on your phone, sign up for an account. You give them your email and that. Because they want to give you deals that you can redeem in the app. Example, 20% off a latte. A cold latte. Or, one of my personal favorites, dollar off a large fry. This offer right now is available one time per week through December 8th. And we're able to go to McDonald's. Say you're like me, and at times you like to come through and get yourself a McChicken. And you like to get the large fry. A large order of America's favorite fries. And then to go with it, of course, America's favorite soft drink, the Coca-Cola. You can choose to go with ice, with minimal ice, no ice, or extra ice. I choose no ice. And remember to check your lid to see what the lid says. Mine today says, savor every sip. Is what mine says. Sometimes it may say something like, sip the day, or there's a lot of different ones. But you won't know what it says until you just go through McDonald's and get yourself an any size Coca-Cola for a dollar. Also, the holiday pies will be coming out in a few weeks, so get ready for that. I'm excited for it. And I know the Grinch, he is just so stoked for the holiday pies at McDonald's with that little custard filling. Caitlin, do you think the Grinch likes holiday pies at McDonald's?
He should.
Even the biggest Grinch should like it, I think. Even if it's the one that doesn't really care for Christmas that much. By the way, lid check, what do you got?
So tasty.
So tasty, by the way. And hopefully that's what the Grinch will be saying when he eats the holiday pie from McDonald's. What I hope he or she'll say. And by the way, there has been two stations in this area now have decided to go all Christmas, at least for some time. One is round the clock every day. The other, at least for this past weekend, was just that weekend. I don't know what they're going to do next week, referring to 96.1, but 104.1 FM, WSAG, is doing round-the-clock Christmas music through at least the December 25th, if not the 26th. Last couple of years, they went to the 26th, and that has been awesome, because sometimes, even on the 26th, you're still feeling in the mood. And I think it's kind of bad when they turn it right off on the 26th. Don't you, Caitlin?
Yeah, because I like it.
Because they, I would go as far as to say they need to keep it on all the way to New Year's Eve. Because not all the other ones that do it for a couple hours on Christmas Eve and a few hours on Christmas morning, but the ones that choose to go all Christmas. Whether they do it right now or they did it last week or maybe they're doing it this week or next week or waiting until the day before Thanksgiving or maybe the day after Thanksgiving. In my mind, if you start it on or before December 1st and you're doing it around the clock, I think you should be leaving it on right to New Year's Eve. Don't you think? If they're doing it, because in my mind, mind staying on until then. In fact, listeners, you may say, what about the trees? When can I put my tree up? Well, that's up to you. And obviously, when you turn the Christmas music on, it's up to you. Mine will probably go up in a week. The lights will be coming on probably just after Thanksgiving, I'm thinking, that I'll actually turn the lights on. Because most people don't really turn them on until after Thanksgiving. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
They just put it up beforehand so that it's up. You know what I think would be cool to find? Lights, a Christmas tree that you can actually hook a speaker up to or a radio. And then you can get the lights to dance around to a certain, like, to a certain radio station that exists, or maybe to your Pandora. I'd love to see it dance, and if you do an outdoor set, like some people do, it'd be cool to have, like, an outdoor tree. It'd be cool to hook speakers up to that. Because that way, you'll be going maybe down south, maybe there's no snow, and maybe it's a warmer area. People decorated like that, that'd be cool. Because then you could actually, like, take a Christmas walk going around the neighborhood, seeing, like, what all those outside trees like, who's got the cool speakers. In my mind, if you got the cool speakers and you got a tree outside dancing, you got big points, in my mind. And those bright lights that, because believe it or not, listeners, even though I'm believing for my vision to be made manifest, I can still tell, when I, like, feel bright lights in my eye. And when I see those lights that feel like Hollywood, that's big points, too. I love that. Maybe if you put some of these pom poms on one of those trees, maybe then it'll dance. I don't know. Do you think the pom poms would help it dance? I don't know. What do you got to do to set the, or what do you have to buy certain lights, and that's the only way it'll dance, or the tree will spin a little bit or whatever. When you've seen it, do they make lights that dance too, or what, are they just trees that dance, or what are they?
They make lights that they have lights that go with the music.
Like they kind of dance, kind of.
Yeah.
What's that trees that spin? I saw them at Sears a few years ago.
The trees that spin?
Yeah, they kind of spin just a little bit.
I don't think I've seen them. I don't think I've seen a tree that spins.
Unless
it's like a platform.
Was it on like a platform type thing? Is that what it was that you've seen?
Mm-hmm.
It was on a platform. That's why it was doing that.
Yeah, it doesn't just turn on its own. Mm-hmm. It was sitting on like a little platform and it like rotates.
Oh man, I was hoping it could like do that in the house.
Yeah.
Like while the music's playing and it could do it at the speed of the music.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
Yeah, like maybe White Christmas. It's doing something. You know, the Bing Crosby version, and then maybe something else, like maybe some of those other ones, and then if only you can make it, if only there was a way to make it so that it would be different choreographs, like to the different songs, like that would be fun.
That would be cool.
Like when you have stuff like that going on,
yeah.
Because.
Prefer green or white trees? You like white trees? Like with like white trees with like blue lights? I love those trees.
That's pretty amazing. But that being
traditional green ones.
Evergreen. Because I still like traditional. Unless someone finds a way that's like a cool twist on the original, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm original, but I'm all up for the twist, you know. Other than that, I am original. I am kind of the original type person. That's part of why, listeners, I do not like salads at McDonald's, because that is not original. Now, a chicken sandwich or chicken they've had for a lot of years. So, like any twist they do to the McChicken, I'm all for. Original for me, though, listeners, can be back to the 1990s. Including everything that's prior. To me, for it to be original, has to be like 2005 or so and older. Does that make sense? You know, to be kind of, yeah, original, because then by that point it's kind of cemented itself and kind of made itself well known. But like I was saying about the whole Christmas thing, I am starting to get pretty excited. Like I was saying, the trees, listeners, my tree is probably going to go up in the next week and a half. And then after Thanksgiving here, listeners, I'm going to start singing two carols every show between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So as we work our way through December and in the 2 weeks or so preceding Christmas Day, I'll be teaching on the birth of Jesus and the reasons for Christmas. And so, and you say, what about Thanksgiving? Well, I'm looking forward to that too. But, you know, in this country, we don't have a ton of Thanksgiving songs. We have a lot of Christmas, but we don't have a ton of Thanksgiving. I saw something on Facebook a couple of days ago that said that Meijer didn't even have turkeys on sale. Yet all kinds of stores have Christmas stuff up. I think if they push the Christmas stuff so early, where's the Thanksgiving stuff also? So you can have it alongside. You know? Because in my mind, you can't just forego Thanksgiving.
Snowing again with this.
Ooh, wow. By the way, folks, before I give you the number for how to call in and then we get into the meat of the night, I should let you know that we have winter weather advisories, listeners, for anywhere from Ogemaw County, which is to the north of us, south and southeast here in Michigan. There are chances for 4 to 8 inches of snow, they're saying, possibly, with everything we got this morning. Plus, so this is overall in total, about approximately 4 to 8 inches when all is said and done by midnight tonight. Now, in this area, we had barely 4 inches, but I was just told it is snowing again. Be on the lookout for school closings in the morning in certain areas, though some areas will be more likely than others depending on the amount of snow they get. So parents, just be ready. That's all I have to say. And everybody needs to remember their safe driving winter skills that we have already had to put to use a couple other times. It's November 11th, by the way, and we shouldn't have to be dealing with this yet, by the way, listeners. But I don't know what's up with Mother Nature throwing her temper tantrum again. It should never be doing this unless it's 2 weeks before Thanksgiving or closer. Because this isn't 14 days, this is 17 days. After today, it's 16 days. We have to wait. But, you know, Mother Nature is going to do what she's going to do, and there's nothing we can do to have control over it. But, I just hope that you're in Michigan, that you're somewhere warm and safe and cuddly. A nice warm blanket with some, maybe a hot chocolate, maybe one of your nice warm pumpkin sweet items, maybe some pumpkin bread or something, you know, warmed up in the microwave. Sounds so good on a night like this, doesn't it? Yep, maybe do what some people would tell you not to do, which is turn on the Christmas music. Oh well. And we have gotten some snow, so I feel like because of that, people aren't as grinchy about it being early. That's part of why you feel like, because the weather is kind of. After September was so warm, October was kind of average, but then November's been really chilly. All right, moving along now. I want to encourage you to please tell others how they can be a part of the show. And the best way to be a part is to call in. You can call into the Miracle Show. You can either listen or you can talk to me about generally whatever you would like to talk about. Maybe you want to ask me a football question or a comment you want to make about it. Maybe you want to talk about what we're going to read about in the Bible in a few minutes. Or maybe you want to ask me what kind of wood used on the ark was used on the ark. We can talk about that. Now, the number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts. And when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. You'll want to go ahead and press 1. And then you will be taken to a call screener. And my assistant will let me know that we have a caller calling in. All right. Let's check my Now, I'm going to pray, and then we're going to delve right into the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this evening. Thank you for this great show. For every one of these listeners who has made the choice, a great choice, to tune in to this great program tonight. And it's not just something to do, something to listen to. It's to learn more about you, Jesus. And I claim that these listeners have a high expectancy for you to move on their behalf. And I just thank you that you are moving mightily in their lives as they seek you, as they worship you, Lord. And we give you all the glory and all the praise tonight. And I make my confession over the show. I claim that finances are coming into this program, that increases in listenership are coming into this program, that partners are coming into this program. And most importantly, I claim that increases in souls, a big harvest of souls, is coming into this radio program in Jesus' matchless name. Amen. And amen. And amen. What? Okay. Go ahead and take it. Take the caller.
Do I hit live?
Yes. Hello? You've reached the Miracle Man. I don't know why you're not coming through, but I don't know why you're not coming through.
Can you not hear them?
No, I cannot hear them.
You want me to hang up or?
I don't know what they're doing, what's going on. But I'm opening up the Word of God to, hello? Oh, I think they're just listening in, it sounds to me like.
Okay.
But we're opening up the Word of God to Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to take a look at Proverbs 3 tonight and look at the further benefits of wisdom. Now, I talked to you for a little while about wisdom on Wednesday night, and we're going to continue on in that this evening. And so, I am in Proverbs 3, and we're going to begin with verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, and they will prolong your life by many years, and they will bring you prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Hello? Hello there? Bend them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and with man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body, and it will bring nourishment to your bones. Huh? Yup. That's what it said. I'm in verse 9 now. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all of your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline. Do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those that he loves. As a father, the son he delights in. As a father whose son he delights in. Blessed is the man who finds wisdom, the man who gains understanding. For wisdom is more profitable than silver and yields better return than what gold does. She is more precious than rubies. Nothing you desire can compare with wisdom, with her. Long life is in her right hand. So in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all of her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who embrace her. Those who lay hold of her will be blessed. wisdom, the Lord laid the earth's foundations. By understanding, he set the heavens in place. By his knowledge, the deeps were divided, and the clouds let drop the dew. My son, preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. Lie down, and you will not be afraid when you lie down. Your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked. For the Lord will be your confidence, and he will keep your foot from being snared. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it. When it is in your power to act, do not say to your neighbor, come back later. I'll give it tomorrow, when you now have it with you. Do not plot harm against your neighbor who lives trustfully near you. And do not accuse a man for no reason when he has done you no harm. Do not envy a violent man or choose any of his ways, for the Lord detests a perverse man, but he takes the upright into his confidence. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but he gives grace to the humble. The wise inherit honor, but fools he holds up to shame. All right. Let's talk. So, what you see here is that the Word of God and wisdom, it brings health to your body. It can prolong your life. So maybe, listeners, a great way to think of it is that by living right, by living in the eyes of God and keeping God's commandments, you may be you'd be extending your life compared to what you would otherwise live. How is that? Well, if you are living the way God wants you to live, then you're less apt to be dying of liver cancer from alcohol poisoning. Not saying you won't, you just be less likely to, if you're totally living the way God commands you to live and you're staying away from the things that can hinder you, then just by doing that, you are extending your life. Because if you're staying not living in sin, that's just one of the ways wisdom is. Oh, it'll strengthen your bones too. It'll strengthen you. Wisdom brings strength to your bones. Oh, and by the way, that doesn't mean you won't have to lift another weight or do another sit-up or go to Planet Fitness and go on the bike, the treadmill, and do burpees, pull-ups. I don't do burpees and pull-ups, just saying, or other exercises. But, you know, it's like nourishment to your bones. Wisdom is like nourishment to your bones. If you just live in the wisdom of God. And God loves. God chases those he loves. He will discipline those who he loves. And God loves us. So if God tells us, don't do this that way, and you hear in your spirit, man, that it is God telling you not to do that certain thing, that certain way anymore. Oh, maybe that means I should stop doing what I'm doing the certain way that I'm doing it. Trust me, listeners, I'm not perfect. No one is, only God. But if we just discipline ourselves, you know, put our flesh under, if we just let God lead us and guide us, just let his wisdom take charge of us. God says, don't do this that way anymore. Then maybe then you should stop doing what you're doing, that the way that you're doing it that got you into trouble. Because God loves us, and he doesn't want us to hurt our life, or to hurt the people who are around us. See? Okay. Hello? 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 Oh, I see. You're letting me talk. But, so, anyhow, as I was saying, it's just important that we let the wisdom of God lead us and guide us, because as awesome as our natural parents may be. And I love my mom and dad to the moon and back. I love them. I'm serious. And they've taught me some things. You know, I've learned a lot on them. They've had a great impact on my life. I thank God for them. But God, our God, is the best father we can have. You know, God is the God. our God, God's the best dad in the whole world. And we might not always like the discipline. We might not always like the correction. Some of it we may actually despise. It's from the Lord, and it's with good intention. It's for your good. It really is. And so I was just reading from what was in my heart, and we're going to be studying Proverbs for the next little bit, because there's a lot of great lessons to be learned in Proverbs and wisdom is one of them. And tomorrow night is a Testimony Tuesday, and we're going to be reading about another miracle of Jesus. But on Wednesday night, we're going to read, and we're going to talk about, discuss how wisdom is supreme. We already looked at that a little bit tonight, that it's more desirable. You know, it's worth a lot more than rubies, more precious than silver. It has a better return rate, exchange rate, than what gold does. Wisdom from God. But wisdom that's not of God may not have the same worth, doesn't have the same worth, the same impact. But why is it in the Bible? Because God loves us, and He cares about us, and He loves us. Praise God. Hello? I was hearing someone talking. But so as I was saying, also talks a little bit about discernment. Being able to discern not just good and bad, but other things too. There are things that a good, solid Christian should be able to discern. Praise God. You should very well be able to tell light from darkness, straight from crooked, and things of that nature. Even more so, we should be able to tell what is and what is not of God. And so I just want to pray that we all just get a godly wisdom on us. The wisdom of God. For the wisdom of God to be on the inside of us, so that we can best just follow our Lord in the way that He wants us to do it, and not just a certain way that we might want to.
Okay, so what am I asking?
And if it is the way he wants us to, and the way we want is the way he wants, that's great. But what if it's not? And he wrote all this in the Bible. God was put in there by God because he wants to teach us. He wants us to know more about him. He wants us to know his way so we can live for him the way he wants us to live. So that we can have the blessing of God on our lives. Because God wants us to prosper. He does. God wasn't this fat cat who said, I want everything you had, you get nothing. No. He does want us to give him the first fruits of our increase. Praise God, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. I just thank God for the parents that God placed in my life. But I'm also very, 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 very grateful to be a Christian. A born-again, spirit-filled, water-baptized, fire-baptized man of God, bringing you the word of the Lord tonight. And so, I want us to just check ourselves. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves in the most holy faith. Take a look at myself. Take a look at yourself. What's my church attendance like? How about my attitude? How about my demeanor? How am I treating people? You know, what's my tithe like? How's my giving? How do I react when certain things happen? Because this wisdom, you just get the wisdom of God in your life, and you have the mind of Christ, then it's just going to make things a lot better for you than if you choose not to have the wisdom of God and choose to just do it your way instead of doing it the way of God. Because the Word of God, see, it's a manual. Like when you go out and you buy a new car, you should have an owner's manual. You should. That's regardless of the kind of car you have. A Chevy, a Cadillac, a Buick, GMC, Toyota. Sorry about that. That's my alarm. Sorry, that is my alarm. But like what I was saying a minute ago, though, is regardless of what kind of car you have, and that's even if it's a Ford, which means fix or repair daily. By the way, the whole fix or repair daily, that's just a joke. That's not real. But what I was saying is you should have an owner's manual. And that's how what the Word of God is. It's just a manual for our life. It's a manual for us. Praise God. Heavenly Father, bless us and help us tonight. Teach us your way, Lord God. Show us how to live so that we can be our best for you, Jesus. As we love you. And I love what your word has done in my life. I give you praise and honor and glory. And I just thank you, Heavenly Father, that you would just show us your way as we read in your word, in your word, as we study it, as we seek your face, as we worship you, as we obey you. And I just thank you that you're revealing yourself to us all the time. And I thank you for this time in the Word, and that we will be doers of this Word and not hearers only. We're going to do it. We're going to apply it. We're going to take a look and examine ourselves. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name. Amen. All right. Now, in terms of sports, Red Wings, 2 wins in a row. Finally, it seemed like it took an eternity for that to happen. Almost a month, at least. They beat two pretty formidable teams. You know, you got the Bruins, who won a big win streak. And they run into the Red Wings. And the Red Wings. And then last night we welcome the Las Vegas Golden Knights into the Little Caesars Arena. At one point they have a 2-1 lead. Detroit decides to score 2 goals in a row. 3-2 win. And we did sign pretty good player recently that was traded over to Detroit. And so my hope is that this is the start of something great. So that we can win like we're supposed to and work on not having the worst record anymore. Who knows? We could be like the next Blues. We could. I don't want to guarantee anything, listeners, but it's possible. The Pistons continue to struggle, as recently they've been without Derrick Rose and Eddie Drummond because of injury problems. My hope is that we can get him back healthy and we can start winning again. All right. Da-da-da-dum. Da-dum. Da-dum. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Well, we're late, but it is time for Football Central here on the Miracle Man Show. Brought to you each and every Monday and Wednesday during the course of football season. Always brought to you by the fine folks over at Dairy Queen and the seasonal Blizzard offerings. You can choose right now to either get a pumpkin pie blizzard or the harvest blizzard, or you can get one of the Christmas blizzards. I think they have a candy cane one. I didn't go yesterday for the cheap blizzard day, but I think it's candy cane. I don't know. Don't quote me on it. Nonetheless, go to your local Dairy Queen today and pick up a nice tasty blizzard for yourself. We start off in the world of college. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. There was another big surprise in addition to the two games I picked. First, with the games I picked, Illinois puts up a fierce comeback in the fourth quarter, starting with the first play of the fourth quarter on a big touchdown run to take down the Michigan State Spartans, who have really been struggling lately. Lou Herkey continues to struggle with turnovers and incomplete passes. And the Spartans have just really been struggling lately. As Illinois takes them down 27-24 in East Lansing, by the way. So D'Antonio has just been kind of a hard time for Sparty right now. I don't know what's all been going on. Because they started off so hot. But then lately, just can't really get a rhythm going and keep it. Got a lead, can't keep it. Oh, by the way, you really wore down that team to the south. You really ruined. You held their defense for a quarter. The first quarter. Well, that was a quarter. Well, then what happened? Gave a bunch of points. Like, they show signs of something that they can be a lot more than what they're otherwise doing. And that is kind of concerning. So, I don't know what all's going on in the Spartan locker room, but we'll just have to wait and see. Michigan had a bye. LSU versus Bama. I predicted that Alabama would beat LSU. I predicted it would be close. In the end, the game was close, but LSU beat Bama. And I predicted Alabama to beat LSU. It was 41-36. In favor of the Tigers. And so with this big, it's not necessarily a huge upset because both were ranked hot, really very high in America. There is a chance now, though, a chance that Alabama may not make the playoffs, may not make the top five, excuse me, the top four playoffs. Because LSU will have to lose a ball game in order for Alabama to be reconsidered. Bama has to play Auburn in a couple of weeks. And Auburn can be a tough task. They're still ranked 13th. And then you got, so if Alabama, no, well, if Louisiana, if LSU goes to the championship game and they lose to Georgia, then what happens? And this is assuming Alabama doesn't make the championship game. Because we had something like that happen a couple of years ago where Auburn made the championship game. Auburn. And then Georgia beat them. Georgia and Alabama. I mean, Georgia made the playoff. Alabama made the playoff, even though they didn't make it. So they had a loss. And people in the Big Ten were mad because the state to the south didn't make it. The team to the south didn't make it. So, that being said, well, we'll just have to see what happens. Oh, and by the way, oh, Penn State falling to Minnesota? Minnesota, folks, they ranked the highest they've been ranked since 1962. Maybe it's 64. I forget which, but some point in the 60s. They ranked number 7 in the latest AP Top 25 poll. Penn State is now dropped down to number 9. Michigan better be rejoicing that they didn't have to play Minnesota this year. Because this Minnesota team, I think, is for real. Because people were saying, oh, they hadn't played the greatest teams or the greatest yet. You know, you've played some like Iowa's, Wisconsin, you know, and that. Still got to play Wisconsin, I think. But you didn't have to play the Bucks. You didn't have to play the certain teams like that until Penn State. So, could they make the playoffs? Depends on what happens. Part of that depends on what happens and could be dependent on what happens in Michigan's next couple of games. Coming up for the Wolverines take on Indiana, Sparty, and then that team whose name rhymes with Chuck. Chuck the Buckeye. And we'll just have to see what happens there in those games. If Michigan beats the Bucks, I don't know. Do you think they can get into the, you say Miracle Man, do you think Michigan can make the playoff if they beat the Hoosiers and Sparty and the Bucks? Could they be the first ever team? Part of that depends on what happens with OSU Penn State this weekend. So there was a lot of trackers this weekend, and there's a lot more stuff that has to take place. So it's a great time to be a college football fan in this country, because it's just great. And it's what you like to see if you're a football fan, college football fan. It really is. Competition that ends up to be close. And just fun to watch. That leads me to the NFL. So, yesterday you got the Lions at Soldier Field. Well, first they kind of, at one point the Lions are up 6-0, then they, and they get out to a lead like they has been common of them this year. Then, what do you know, they lay a goose egg and let the team kind of have a little hoopla and score some points, which they did Chicago. They let Chicago kind of, you know, delight the home crowd, hoopla, score some points. By the way, Stafford, this is the first time in 8 years that he sat out. Their quarterback throws an interception. And then a couple minutes later, the Bears get a touchdown. And then in the fourth quarter, Detroit decides, hey, we want back. We want back in. So they score a touchdown to take it back to a 7-point difference. And then they're working their way down the field, you know, towards the end, and on a fourth down, they can't convert. And then what do you know? 20-13 Bears. Lions need to work really hard these next few days, because on Sunday they got to play the Cowboys, who just lost to the Vikings. And then you had the Packers win. They beat the Panthers. So how did that work for the rest of the division work out for Detroit? Not good, because Pack, Bears, and Vikings all won, and Detroit lost. Well, last week wasn't so bad because everybody else lost too, like we did. Now, what about the Cowboys? That was the other game I picked, and they fell to the Vikings. 34-27. And Cowboys are trying to work their way down the field. And then at the end of the game, last pass, Prescott throws for the end zone to try to tie that baby up. But then, oh, what do you know? Interception. One of the Vikings decided to intercept it right there in the end zone. So, I want to see Detroit, assuming Stafford gets healthy and he comes back in time, I want to see him play with a little, I want to see the Lions play with a little more intensity on Sunday. And for 60 minutes, you can't do 15-minute football, 30-minute football, or 45-minute football. That's not going to work. And the Cowboys have a habit of fourth quarter comebacks or fourth out quarter add-ons, as I saw them do against the Giants, where it was a close game. Giants had made it interesting, but then the Cowboys really went back to work, racked up lots of yards, scored a couple touchdowns, and took it out of reach. Lions defense has to make a stand and not allow that to happen. And that was, by the way, even though the Lions lost, I think it was an improvement that you only saw them give up 20 points compared to what they had done their previous three games. couple of other big surprises. There were, you know, the Lions won. The Lions, I kind of thought they would lose to the Bears at Soldier. But then there were a couple of huge surprises. One of them is the Chiefs losing. I didn't see that happen. I didn't think the Rams would lose to the Steelers. I did not think the Colts would fall to the Dolphins. The Dolphins, who had only won one game, and that was a week ago, Caitlin. And then what do you know? The Colts lose to the Dolphins yesterday. Did you hear about that, Caitlin, that happened? The Colts fall to the Dolphins because the Colts decided to sit their quarterback down because they think the Colts are going to win easily.
Big mistake.
And then by the way. Oh yeah. Add to that. Oh, Falcons at Saints. Oh, Falcons. They only had one win. They lost in all the rest of their games. I was thinking for sure after they beat the Eagles that they were gonna come back and win a bunch more games. And then yesterday they go into the Superdome and win 27-9. A big win for the Falcons. A big loss for the Saints. Lots of surprises in the league yesterday. We'll see. Can the Niners win tonight against the Seahawks? Or will the Seattle decide, hey, we want a part in the upset rain too, because upsets in football this weekend have been raining from in the sky. I think it's just been raining upsets. Teams who aren't supposed to be winning these games are, or at least they're picked. And like Atlanta and New Orleans, big difference. But at the end of the day, if Atlanta's healthy and New Orleans was missing some guys, that can be a difference too. Because Atlanta was supposed to be better than what they are right now. They really were. And sometimes, even if both teams were healthy, sometimes that's just the kind of stuff that's going to happen. Atlanta can... So that makes me wonder, can Atlanta come all the way back and make this division interesting again? Or is Atlanta going to improve a bit, but it be too little too late, and the Saints still run away with that division because for the Saints, this is only their second loss. Patriots had a bye. They'll play again next Sunday. High school. Dow, done. They fell to the Motor Shorts Sailors 35-12. Dow gave up a lot more points to Motor Shorts than what Midland did, but Motor Shorts still only allowed the similar amount of points as they did to Midland. Jury was picked off twice by the Mona Shores defenders. In a game in Muskegon where snow was covering pretty much everything but the field. So, pretty snowy out there. And then, for Dow's coach, Jason Watkins, he was really hard I'm real proud of his kids this year and how they fought through adversity this year, dealing with injuries at times. They started off the season 0-2. At one point, they ended up 2-3 after giving up 50 points to Saginaw Heritage. And then they went on a big winning streak, winning 5 in a row, including the huge upset against the 3 big upsets against Mount Pleasant at home, Midland at home, the number one ranked team in Division 2 in in Michigan at the time, in Midland High. And then going up to Traverse City, Dow's the fourth seed. The Trojans are the one seed. And Dow beats them 27-24. And then Dow loses to Mona Shores. But I got to say, hats off to the Chargers and the hard work that all these Dow players put in. And they didn't have no certain one star. What I mean is they didn't have one particular like star player, star receiver, star quarterback, star anything. They were just all good players. Dow had 20 seniors on that squad. 21. And they, and so they might have some tough shoes to fill. But Watkins was really proud of his kids, how hard they fought. And all the work they put in. Freeland gets the win over Ogama Heights, 23-21. There were some surprises in the MHSAA district action. Cass Tech beat Fordson in a rematch from last year's playoff. Last year, Fordson destroyed Cass Tech. This year, Cass Tech beat Fordson by about 10 points. Mind you, Cass Tech had four losses on the year. They are now 7-4 compared to Fordson, who only had one loss. They are now 9-2. Division 2, Battle Creek Lakeview. One of those undefeated teams, they lost to Livonia Churchill, a team who finished the regular season at 5-4. They got walloped by Churchill. Division 6. Meridian goes. Meridian takes down Meridian took down Hemlock after taking down top seed Ithaca. They took down Hemlock. Ithaca wasn't top seed in the state. They were top seed in the district. Mustangs took them down. In but something I want you to notice, Division 2 has no undefeated teams left in it. Division 3, on the other hand, has four. Division 1 has one. I didn't look at the lower divisions too much, but there's been a lot. It's been a good tournament. There's been a lot of shakeups. But there have been some things that have really surprised me. And so, all the crazy surprises that we've seen the last couple of weeks in football, even though I might have not liked some of the results, it's part of what makes football so great is all the surprises. Sometimes you don't know what's going to happen. And, hey, it's the game. So, until next time, folks, God first, God always. So long, everybody.